The fourth part of Hilchos Neiris Shabbos happens to be, I found the beginning of this week's parasha, Balaturim. Balaturim writes on the word Tetzaveh, it's Gematria Noshim Tziva. Women are obligated to, and he goes on to explain, women are obligated to light Neiris Shabbos. So from this week's parasha, which is the Menorah, he draws a connection between the Menorah and women lighting Neiris Shabbos. We'll leave it at that. What exactly is the connection? There's probably a lot to talk about, but that's just interesting. In the Chassidish Svarim that I really usually don't learn, they say that if you're learning something which is Negei and Yonah D'Yayim, it's a sign you're doing the right thing. So since we're learning Parshas Tetzaveh this week, so it's a Raya Kosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have another part, and that will be Belinah to the end of the series on Neiris Shabbos. So let's just continue on discussing some more practical, relevant shailas about Neiris Shabbos. First of all, when is the appropriate time to light Neiris Shabbos? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in number one, Lo yaktim lemaher ladlike bo'ayda yom gadol. Do not go and light in the middle of the afternoon. There are some people that are zrizim akdimin, they like to do everything so early. So the wife will light candles 2 hours before Shabbos and let the neighbors go. She figures this way. She knows she took care of it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it's no good. Why? Sha'oz ini nika shemadlika lichvayt Shabbos. It's not clear that you're doing it for kavayt Shabbos. People light candles around their house, and it's not clear. So this is another element to Neiris Shabbos, that it needs to be nika that you're doing it for kavayt Shabbos, which we did discuss a while back when we saw the tshuva from the Beis Yitzchak, when the Beis Yitzchak Shmelkes explained why you can use electric lights for Shabbos, but not for Chanukah. And he said, the Chanukah is no good because it needs to be nika. So here we're also seeing an element of nikkur. It has to be nikkur that you're doing this for kvayt Shabbos. However, if you turn the light on at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it's not clear. V'gam lo ya'achab, you can't delay either. V'imroitza lahadik ne'er bo'ayda yom godol. If you want a light early, or the kabbal of Shabbos miyad, and accept Shabbos with your lighting, Rasha, you are allowed to. Ki, kimish mekabbal of Shabbos miyad, ain't zu hakdoma. Hakdoma means lighting early, but not yet being mekabbal Shabbos. Meaning, if you want to light an hour before candle lighting, but you don't want to be mekabbal Shabbos, you want to make it tonight. But you just want to know you took care of it. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that doesn't work. But if you decide you want to light and be Mekabel Shabbos, oh, that's something else that you can do. But there's only one condition. It must be after plug. This is always the tricky thing in the summer months. For those people who make early Shabbos, you got to always keep an eye on the clock. Make sure you're not lighting before plag amincha. Shushov revi'i kait malayla. We spoke about that in a different share. How exactly to calculate the plug, the two plugs. What's the right plug? What's the wrong plug? Okay. Fine, says the Ramah. Let's say you happen to have a 26-hour candle that you lit a Friday morning. So you figure this, a 36-hour candle. You figure, I got lights. I'm good to go. Says the Ramah, if it was already lit from earlier, you actually have to undo the light, blow it out, light again, Litzayrich Shabbos. A new din, which we'll have to discuss in Lumdis, why does it have to be Litzayrich Shabbos? I have to have light. Who cares why there's light? Because I intended it, or because the candle is there when I came here, but there's light. Says the Ramah, no, the light needs to be there for the intention of Shabbos, which Blineda will see in a few minutes, is very relevant to what we spoke about last week. The electric lights in our house, what do you do with them? So let's see how this halacha is extremely relevant. Why is this halacha extremely relevant? Many times women, we started talking about this last week. Many times women want to travel Friday night. So they want to go into the car and drive. So let's say a lady decides, I want to light candles half hour before candle lighting. But I don't want to be Mekabel Shabbos because I want to get in the car and drive to Far Rockaway. Fine. So she's not Mekabel Shabbos. Her husband's not being Mekabel Shabbos. No one's being Mekabel Shabbos. And she's not lighting at 18 minutes. She's lighting 45 minutes before Shabbos. Is that valid? The answer is no. It does not work. You can't light too early and no one be Mekabel. If you're going to light early and you're Mekabel, fine. But if you're going to light and no one's being Mekabel Shabbos with your hadlaka, that hadlaka is invalid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, I think this happens more often than not. People want to travel, you know, you're going for Rockaway. So you figure, I'm not going to, we spoke 2 weeks ago about leaving too late. You don't want to take a chance. So you figure, I'll leave my house 40 minutes. I'll walk back Friday night, whatever the case may be. So I figure, I'll light in my house, make it tonight. Everyone knows you're allowed to make it tonight. That they did teach the girls, you're all allowed to make it tonight. Then you'll go to the house and you'll realize you'll say, okay, I'll make Shabbos afterwards. But when you lit the candles, who was being Mekabel Shabbos with the lighting? Nobody. Yeah. Erev Yom Kippur, right? That's right. That's exactly true. Erev Kippur is another example. We're going to talk about all these types of shailas. When you're eating out Friday night and you're coming home, presumably the candles are already out. Is that a valid ma'isa hadlok? Well, hopefully, again, I wanted to go easy on this booklet. I only wanted to make 3 pages, not 4. So hopefully, we have a chance of finishing everything because we're not rolling it over to the next topic. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah number 2. Says the Mishnah Berurah, afilu ma'ya'acha plaga mincha. Again, Shulchan Aruch says if I light candles after plag, but it's still earlier than the regular time, the candles lit for another reason. Let's say after plag, I decided to light the candle was lit for Shabbos after plag. Then absolutely kibul of Shabbos al kosa, even though I'm not being makabel Shabbos, i.e., I'm making it tonight. I don't have to extinguish it. After lechatchila lo yhoyu lahad lekokach mekaidim, lechatchila you should not do that. It's not correct to light neiru Shabbos so much earlier than the zman if no one is being makabel Shabbos. But the Mishnah Berurah is more makel. He writes. Still, so according to the Mishnah Berurah, b'diavad would be okay. So let's say, for example, a lady decides she wants to light candles 45 minutes before Shabbos, but she doesn't want to be makabel Shabbos. She wants to get in the car and be driven to the other side of the neighborhood. She's not makabel, her kids are not makabel, no one's makabel Shabbos. So according to the Mishnah Berurah, b'diavad, she was okay. However, the Shmir Shabbos kechos, it calls to Shulchan Aruch Rav, who is more machmer. The Shulchan Aruch Rav held, you're not allowed to do that. Says Shmir Shabbos kechosay, isha hamakdima lahadlika, if a lady decides to light earlier, meaning b'shir shemut l'hakti, meaning after plag, but it's a significant amount of time before what we call candle lighting. We'll see how long that time is. Ve'eni yichayla kabbal shabbos l'kos, but she doesn't want to be makabbal shabbos by lighting. Kigoyin, shayit zvichal asayis malachas asus b'shabbos. She wants to know she took care of candles, but she still wants to go put the chicken in. So she needs herself 40 minutes to cook the chicken. So she figures, okay, I'll go 40 minutes before candle lighting, I'll light the candles, it's after plag, I'll make it tonight, this way I'm good to go. Seems like a very safe plan, right? Right, it seems almost a full, perfect plan. Of course, there's always one knetch to it. Says the Shmir Shabbos again. He's quoting a Shulchan Aruch Rav. Uvul Vad. There's only one condition. Shahabali echem nebayis hayyotzim alakosi shaloh yichavim lekabel all of us a Shabbos miyab alakosi. Someone in the family has to be makabel Shabbos with this lighting. If this lighting is not causing anyone to be makabel Shabbos, that lighting is invalid. Then he says, what's the classic example? L'moshol. She'isha madlika neir Shabbos lefnei zman hadlaka. She lights candles before the 18-minute mark. Why? U'masa, she makes it tonight. She'lo l'kabo se Shabbos arachin nisiyosa l'koysal maravi. That's the typical case we spoke about last week. Many women want to be able to drive to the koysal, so they decide, you know, candle lighting, we'll make up a time, it's 5 o'clock. So they're going to leave, they'll light at 4:30, make it tonight, get in the car, drive, and everything is okay. They think everything is peachy rosy. He says in Shulchan Aruch Rav, not so. He says, "Lo yafa hi asa elam kein baloi echem in the mishpach to mekabel es Shabbos by the kosezu." Someone in the family's got to be mekabel Shabbos.
He'll have to walk to the
kosezu. Right, he'll have to walk. She can drive. He'll have to walk. Exactly. So this is an interesting halacha. This is l'chayre very relevant. Let's say, for example, a lady wants to make her. She wants to light candles after plag. So everyone knows. I think everyone knows. You're not allowed to light before plag. Fine. So everyone sees it's after plag. They figure, okay, after plag, everything is safe. Not so, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav. Even though it's after plag, but if no one's going to be makabel Shabbos with your lighting, it's before the zman, that lighting, according to the Shulchan Aruch Rav, is invalid. While according to the Mishnah Berurah, it's only kasher b'diavad. Now, what?
That speaks to tonight in general. So even if it's that early.
So if it's at the zman.
No, it's at zman, and the husband's not making it until the 18 minutes later.
That would be okay. Meaning if she's lighting bismanoi and everyone knows that this is candle lighting, so that's okay. Here the problem is it's not nikkur. So if you look at number 4, the Shaila and Truva's Kinyan Torah, contemporary Achron, he says, 1 second. If you're so concerned about recognition, bismanoi is it, that's not a problem. Because everyone knows when you're lighting those two little candles, that's recognition. You have all these big lights overhead, and you're going over to a little table and lighting candles like we did in, you know, the 1700s. So he writes in number 4 that perhaps this whole dion of the Shulchan Aruch Rav and the Mishnah, that's only bizman where people actually used candles. So therefore, if you light a candle at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, that doesn't show anything. But today, if I walk over and light a candle at 5 o'clock, it's pretty obvious what I'm doing. So he argues, he says, we have electric lights that light up the house at night. They got on the Shabbos. Use them for Shabbos. Umalik and here's the Shabbos Kodesh b'bumutos yafos miuchad the Shabbos Kodesh. We all know we call them the Shabbos candles. Right? We don't call our overhead light, you know, our Shabbos candles. Our Shabbos candles are those silver things that we have that are used designated for candles of Shabbos. Therefore, I read Tobi Nikur Hetiv Shodu Kul Shabbos Kodesh. It's by definition recognizable that it's for Shabbos. Ein the Dakti Kokach. He thinks it's not such a problem. He thinks it's not the end of the world if you would light 10 minutes before candlelighting, 15 minutes before candlelighting. Everyone knows what you're doing. It wouldn't be a problem. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky paskins, how much is too early and when is it okay? So he writes, the nearer the chatzi shah samach l'shkia. He thinks, if you light within a half an hour close to Shkia. Now, we light 18 minutes before Shkia. So within a half an hour of Shkia, it gives you about another something like that, 13 minutes, 12 minutes. Not so much time. Which means, according to this, if you're lighting 25 minutes before Shkia, or 25 minutes before the Zman, and no one in your family is being Mekabel Shabbos, you're perhaps running into a problem. He writes over here, or if let's say you hit the time when everyone in the community lights. Even if it's more than a half an hour before Shkia. That's not called Hakdama. Hakdama means you're lighting 2 hours before Shabbos. No one's lighting, it's not Nikr. But if you're lighting within a half an hour before Shkia, that's already the normal time people light. But Lachari, this is. That's right. According to the Shmir Shabbos, you can put the two together, you'd be allowed to go to the Kaisa. If you lit, let's say, 10 minutes before candle lighting, you want to beat the rush. According to Shmuel Kamenetsky, that would be okay. But again, other than that, people have to keep this in mind. If you're going to light candles and make it tonight, if it's before the Zman, at least someone in the family should be Mekabel Shabbos.
Why do you think that someone in the family Mekabel Shabbos gets the woman out of that problem?
Because then it makes that the neighbors were Nikah the same Shabbos. They did something. They tulif some form of connection to Shabbos.
Doesn't show any difference
within that. Right, but the point is the neighbors are accomplishing. They're still doing something more than just lights in the room. If I asked you, why are those candles there? They're there for Shabbos. That's right. So then the neighbors doing something. We talked a little bit last week about the sheet of the Bahag. The Bahag was of the opinion that once the candles are lit, the entire family is Mekabel Shabbos. Pashtus, we don't pasken like that, but I didn't put it on the sheet. But Rabbi Soloveitchik for a while was machmeh like that. That if his wife would light candles, and he didn't yet daven mincha, he would daven mincha b'yechidus in his home before his wife lit candles. Because it was choshish for the Bahag. The Bahag holds once the wife lights candles, the whole family is schlepped into Shabbos. And therefore, we don't pass like the Bahag. The Shulchan Aruch disagrees, the Ramah disagrees, but for some reason, Rabbi Soloveitchik was machmir for this, and he used to daven b'yechidus.
If he didn't
have the 18 minutes, that's right, even though it was before Shkia, right? Because the Bahag holds that once you light candles, it's Shabbos.
I understand.
So he would... Right, so
it's ready the next day.
That's it. It's ready the next day. That's what we spoke about. That was what we spoke about, right? That was the shayla about mincha and things like that.
Right.
Okay, that was that shayla.
We
do not hold it that. We pastors don't pass like the Bahag. Now, it does say that Rabbi Soloveitchik changed at the end of his years. Later years, he changed. I don't know what Mikaramai Kasavar, Lubsoif Mai Kasavar, I'm not sure. But that's what Rav Shachter quotes.
That's probably get you out of the top of the
Sasra. Perhaps, that's depending on, right? Problem. That's what he writes in Nefesh Rav. Rabbi Soloveitchik used to be
Bahag saying that. The Baal accepts Shabbos at the same time as his wife.
The Bahag's opinion was candles lighting binds the whole family.
Right.
Now, the Shulchan Aruch said, the second sheet of Shulchan Aruch was not like that. And the Ramah was clearly not like that. The Ramah said, no, candle lighting is only binding for the wife. It's not even binding for the daughters. But for some reason, Rabbi Soloveitchik was machmir. I'm not sure why. What about when the man lights? So we spoke about that. The Mishnah Berurah says, even when the man lights, it's better that he makes a t'nai, that he doesn't want to be Mekabel Shabbos with his lighting. Says Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, number 6, Afo isha madlik neiru Shabbos yishtadal espalo mincha koid madloka. Yaakov said that if a man is doing the lighting, he should try to daven mincha before. I'm assuming this is similar to the idea. I'm not sure if Yaakov means even if you made it tonight. Because if you made it tonight, I don't see why you should have to have a mincha before. You made it tonight, you're not Mekabel Shabbos, there's no problem. So I don't know what Rabbi Yaakov means by this. What exactly is the scenario? But nonetheless, if you are a man that might find yourself in a situation that you might be lighting Erev Shabbos, your wife is away, whatever the case may be, according to Rabbi Yaakov, you should try to light, try to have a mincha before you light, not to run into any halachic problems.
If your wife's away and you're home alone,
you should light candles, yeah.
She's riding wherever she is, that doesn't...
Pashtus not. We'll talk a little bit more about it today.
Also,
yeah, okay. Yeah. You would light with a bracha. There is a machloikis. Would you make the bracha first, or would you make the bracha after? That's a shaila. That's a machloikis. But pashtus, you do it the normal way. You'd make the bracha before. You don't have to worry about avilas yosim. Rabbi Soloveitchik also brings down an interesting discussion, which is really what we just saw in the Ramah. The Ramah said if you had a candle that was lit before Shabbos, you really have to extinguish it. So says Rabbi Soloveitchik, we have a big problem with electric lights. What do you do now in your house? You come into your living room, come into your dining room, right? Your wife wants to light candles, you have the dining room lights on. So you're going to tell me that those dining room lights are going to be Neir Shabbos also. Okay, but those dining room lights were turned on probably 5 hours ago. That's probably before Plag HaMincha. So you should really have to turn off the dining room lights, then light the candles, and then turn them back on. Says Rabbi Soloveitchik, that Slonu Kimat Tomit Kenu. It's always like that, that the headlights, the overhead lights are on. Shaner HaChashmal Bo'or Kol HaYom. She should first turn off the lights in the dining room. Then she should light the candles. Listen, it says Rabbi Soloveitchik, she turn off the lights, then light the Shabbos candles, then turn on the electric lights. Make a bracha on both. Make a bracha on both. So I said this to my wife last week to try this. She told me, I never heard anyone ever do this. I said, well, who'd you poll exactly? I'm saying, people that know anything about Neir Shabbos, but don't know anything about Neir Shabbos. What do you mean, you ask people? What does that do? So she told me she tried doing it last week. He said it was a disaster. The kids were all confused. They were lost. I said, forget it. Just do it the whole way. It's not worth it. That's Rabbi Salavitch. The truth is, not just Rabbi Salavitch.
The woman should do all this?
Zogtib Yaakov, number, I was waiting for someone to bring that up. Number 9 says, Yaakov, Yesh lahakbid lahadlik es orach hashmal achar sho isha madlika seneris. One should be makbid to turn on the electric lights after the wife lights the real neighbors, the koydim shaymeres is a bracha before she makes a bracha. Why says Rabbi Yaakov? Kadesh techal habracha lahadlok hashneim, similar to what Rabbi Salavitch just said. Now, in this piece of Rabbi Yaakov, he doesn't say who does it. If you look at the Rivei Sefraim, Rabbi Ephraim Greenblatt quotes b'shei Rabbi Yaakov that a goyim Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky shlita higadli quotes from a sefer Sreim Rabbi Yaakov shahu madlikas electric key. He used to do it. Rabbi Yaakov used to turn on the electric lights. Achash Rabbanis had likas aneiris after his wife would light the Shabbos candles. The kaidim shomeres habracha before she would make the bracha. So if you're looking for another job to do, here's another job for the husband to do. Not only does he have to set up the lights and buy the lights, this he has to turn on the electric lights also. Add it to the list of things men have to do on Friday afternoon.
L'maisa
was
that's correct.
I don't know. I'm not sure what he would do. So L'maisa, we have a lot of achronim that are pointing at something very interesting. That L'maisa, we should be using electricity as part of the Shabbos candles experience. Which means that when you light candles, the real preferred way it should be is that it's dark in the room. Then you light the Shabbos candles. Then you turn on the electric lights and make the bracha on both of them. Make the bracha on both of them. That's the way Rabbi Salavitchik writes, and that's the way Rabbi Yaakov writes as well. Now again, does anyone do this in their home? I would tend to doubt it. Why not? We'll see. We'll see some terutzim. But this is the way they think is the more correct way of doing it, to be to all the shitas and to do it in the best way.
So my wife turns on the dining table light immediately before lighting and having
a... Oh, she might have a problem then, because perhaps she just was fulfilled the mitzvah of Neir Shabbos. How could she then turn around and light those candles? I'm not saying it is a problem. Perhaps it's a problem. Based on last week's show, we just said that the overhead lights work. So what's going to happen? Your wife turns on the dining room lights. She walks into the room. It's dark. She turns on the dining room lights. Then she goes over to the candles to light. Well, what exactly is she doing? She was yetzer the mitzvah already. So
do you have to light candles? I mean, why can't you just do the light?
Perhaps you can, and maybe you are yetzer. We mentioned you are yetzer, and you can make a bracha. But most women don't. Most of us are not samech on that. But the question is, how do we justify making a bracha? Or the other shayla comes up: how do you justify second night yomtiv? Lighting the Shabbos candles with a bracha when you're sitting in a brightly lit room. It's almost hard to believe. So if you look over here, so according to Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Salavitchik, you're right. You should try to make it dark, then light the candles, and then turn on the electric lights. I mean, we're working electricity into part of the mitzvah. That's what I think the beauty of these achronim are. We're mamash making it part of the Neir Shabbos experience. Right. So they all assumed that you are yaitzah even without it. Just with regular electric lights. But what they're trying to show you is that you should make it all part of the mitzvah. It's lighting these neiris and those neiris, and the bracha goes on both of them. But the question is, if you were to reverse the order, would that be allowed? If I were to turn the dining room lights first, so again, if the dining room lights are already on since 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I'm not yaitzah with those, so I'd have to turn them off anyways. So that's what I tried to do. So before I left, I turned off the lights. This way I don't run into the problem of old lights. So Mark said, why is the dining room dark? I said, okay, I just turned off the lights to make sure we don't have the Ramos problem. So then you have your wife light the Shabbos candles in the dark dining room, and then this way you can make a bracha on both. But let's say you didn't, which Rav of Klai Yisrael doesn't do. Are they all making a bracha levatal? So in Tshuvas Vanhoges, where Moshe Sternbach quotes from, Bavorn's this problem of how do you manage electricity with the neiros that we have today? And he writes in number 11. He says, Av Shem Bavor, yes, most of us did not turn on the dining room lights l'shem neir Shabbos. We did it because it's dark. So if so, we always have oinig Shabbos just with the headlights, with the lights overhead. We'll talk more about this in Eder. Now, if it's about Oinig Shabbos, it's about enjoying your soup without wondering what's in it because you can't see. That's true even if the lights were lit before Plaga Mincha. So says Rav Shlomo, what should you do? Turn off the electric lights. Then the wife should turn on the electric lights. He says the other way around. He says, okay, turn off the electric lights, turn on the electric lights, and then it will go on both. That's a hider mitzvah. I heard that those do this. This way, all the lights that you're having on Shabbos was all done in the same Shabbos. That's what Moshe Feinstein used to do. So this is a different version of what we mentioned from Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Soloveitchik. They were also going into the idea of working electricity into the Neir Shabbos, but they were going the other way. He thought first, turn off the lights, turn on the lights, then light the Shabbos candles, and this way goes on both. Now, why did Rav Moshe hold this way? Because this is perhaps based on another tshuva from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe has a tshuva number 12 in Igros Moshe Chelek Hei Simen Chaf. Rav Moshe basically asked the question is, how do we justify Neir Shabbos today? Again, because according to in Rav Moshe's world, supposedly, you first turned on the electric lights, and then you lit Neir Shabbos. So how do you justify that? So Rav Moshe said the following lamedus. He writes, number 12, Ivra, the Yesh La'ayim B'zman HaZeh Sha'or HaNeiris Mamish Le'inyan Hanom Ribay Ha'ayra Deba Me'aneiris. He writes, Ein B'zeklum. What are those little, what does the candles really accomplish? Why? Acher Yishika or HaChashmal. Today we have electric lights. They give us all our light. Let's be honest. When you sit down at your Friday night meal, the light that you're eating your chicken soup with is not coming from the Neir Shabbos. It's coming from the electric lights. So, Yesh Lodon, Bein Be'etzem Chivad Logos Neiris. How do we really justify lighting candles on Shabbos? The Koshka and the Yom Tov is even more difficult to justify lighting on the second at Yom Tov. So Rav Moshe answered the following lomus. Ach, shele'inyan etzem adlokas neiris ulei shaykh l'chayv b'shul ma'ashe irish and skalkolo mechuna ha'gedolo shenase sham inyan or ha'chashmal. Says Rav Moshe, don't just throw out the entire institution of Neir Shabbos, because maybe there'll be a blackout. Maybe the electricity will stop flowing and we'll still be able to use our good old-fashioned candles, right, before Y2K. Right before when the year 2000 hit, it was Friday night. The whole world thought that we were coming to an end. Everyone thought that electricity is going to go out. The whole who knows what? Neir Shabbos. That's why we need a Neir Shabbos. So then again, this is a little bit of a hard stretch, right? For Rav Moshe to say that every week when I light Neir Shabbos and I make a bracha, my justification is perhaps to be a blackout. Statistically, that's not exactly the case that we have. We spoke about this last week. It's the Deborah Tzinerov mentioned such a svar. It's a little hard to believe.
Well, why don't you just say Kavod Shabbos?
Very good. That's what Moshe ends up saying, really, and other Achraim say as well. That it's not so much about the light versus not light, but there's something about a candlelit dinner. It's a certain chashivas. So Moshe says, now, Moshe's first argument is, I'm after the fact. I'm trying to justify why we still do something. You're right. Moshe says, if Chazal lived with electricity, they probably would have never instituted lighting Neir Shabbos. They think they should use electric lights, go home. But now that it was already, you know, put in, now you want to uproot it, Dr. Moshe, I can give you a svar not to uproot it. He writes, I understand that we don't have blackouts. Moshe lived in the 70s and the 80s, that wasn't common. He writes, since it does exist, that's enough to continue the takon. Even though that would have never been the motivation for Chazal, we're working after the fact. They already were mechayv you. There's no reason to exempt you. So Moshe basically says I'm after the fact. After they already instituted it, don't throw it out, but I understand it's a weak time.
Presumably, Rav Moshe would have gone with the sheetas that we read last week, that LED and fluorescent would be fine for the other light.
Yeah, I think so. I think that's where Moshe held as well. Yeah, I think so. So I found the tshuva from the Klausenberger Rebbe, the Divrei Yitziv. The Divrei Yitziv wants to justify how you can light Neir Shabbos with a bracha loud and clear while you're sitting with electricity or your house is so lit up that the candles are not doing anything. And the truth is, it's really a mechaber in Shulchan Aruch. If you look very quickly at number 5b, the Shulchan Aruch writes a case that happens every Shabbos in many homes. Many homes, you have many couples. So three people light Neir Shabbos. How does the other two couples justify what they're doing? No, really. And we're talking about brachas. This is, people overlook these. So Mechaber writes, Shnayim u'shloisha balabatim oichu b'makam echad. They're eating together. This is really the big problem in the hotels. And we'll hopefully get to it tonight as well. Yeshayim u'shkol lechem b'varach al menari shaloi. So first Shita Shochan Aruch says, no problem. Everyone can make a brach. V'yesh b'gam ki medobet. Those are some more skeptical. V'nochem lizar b'savik brachas v'loi varach al echad. Sfar and Paskin, only one person makes a bracha. Only one of the three. Either the mother or the daughter-in-law, whoever carries more weight in the family, that's the one who gets to make the bracha. Hago says, the Rambam, no, avol anu ein noigim kein. We're not noig like that. We do allow for everyone to light. So that might be the answer to the electric lights. Because again, what is my candle adding? My candle is not adding anything more than the third person's candle is adding when there's two other people in the room, perhaps. And that's the argument that the Klausenberger Rebbe seems to make. He writes, Number 13, he writes, "V'alkoponim shabim avarechas mashkasa v'ramo shabminig levarach al teisevus ayira." First of all, says the Chosmer Rebbe, we pass him like the Ramo. The Ramo says you are allowed. So the same way when you have a family with three women lighting candles, you can ask, "What is woman two and three adding?" The answer is teisevus ayira. Uma gam shekvar hunig lahadlik haneiros lechvoid b'chol his damnos chashuvah l'sud mitzvah. On top of that, says the Chosmer Rebbe, that's what you do at any special event. You light candles; it gives it a significance. Just like what we call today a candlelit dinner, it gives a certain value. So you have that today also, Zohar Klausenberg Rebbe, and therefore he thinks it is not a problem to light Neiris Shabbos while you have electric lights going at the same time. There's a tshuva from Rav Moshe on number 7, which I skipped over. I just want to mention it very bekitzer. Rav Moshe discussed the following shaila, which someone asked me about, which is why I spent time researching it, and it's very negei halacha l'maisa. Many people in the summer make, we won't call it early Shabbos, we won't call it, they make somewhere in between Shabbos. So the husbands go to shul, and the wife's not ready to make Shabbos yet. So the husband goes to shul, and he davins, call it plag, and he's mekabel Shabbos when he says, Mizmor Shir L'Chadoidi, and it's 2 hours before sunset. His wife comes home, and she's still, you know, on her phone. He said, "What's going on?" He said, "I don't have to make Shabbos because you made Shabbos. So you made Shabbos, great. So you sit there, you do something Jewish, learn something, whatever, and I'll finish making the challah, and then we'll have the meal in a half an hour. Is that allowed?" So Rav Moshe has a tshuva where he's matarit. Rav Moshe says, "Yes, that is allowed." Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva number 7. He says, "Depends why the husband made early Shabbos. If the husband made early Shabbos because he's a frumma guy and he loves Shabbos and he loves Tosefes Shabbos and he wants every second he can get of Shabbos, so then Rav Moshe says, yes, then she is bound by his hanhaga toivati makabah Shabbos early. But so Rav Moshe, if he's making Shabbos early because he wants to get to bed early, or he wants to eat supper early, or whatever other non-spiritual cheshbonos he has, and Rav Moshe argues, he says that's clearly the case. Says Rav Moshe, when was the last time you heard someone make early Shabbos in the winter? But it's still more Shabbos time. When was the last time you heard someone say, I want to make plag in the winter? Make Shabbos 3 o'clock in the afternoon. No one does it. Why not? It's more Shabbos. The answer is because you're not such a frumma guy. You're not making Shabbos early because you want frumma cheshbonos. You're making Shabbos early because you want to go to bed earlier. You want to eat at a normal time. Whatever the cheshbonos is.
Isn't that only Shabbos?
What?
Isn't that the best only Shabbos that you have?
Rav Moshe holds that's not enough of a cheshbon. That's what Rav Moshe writes in the tshuva. So he says, so to Rav Moshe, if that's the reason why he's making it, she's not bound by him. So according to Rav Moshe, if the lady comes home, the husband comes home from shul, he made Shabbos. He can't do any malacha. His wife is sitting there, it's Tuesday afternoon for her. According to Rav Moshe, that's not a problem. She'll be mekabel Shabbos whenever she wants. So Paskin's Rav Moshe finds. The problem is that this Rav Moshe is widely not accepted. Many Paiskim do not agree with this Rav Moshe, and they hold that the husband makes Shabbos, the wife should make Shabbos as well. I spoke to Rav David Cohen about this shayla. He told me that although Rav Moshe was Rav Moshe, he thinks the minhag olam is definitely not like this. He told me he tells people not to do this. But the evad avadi can be samech Rav Moshe. If a couple didn't know avada, but lechatchila it's probably not correct. Yeah, it's not correct. Lechatchila. Yeah, I think that's right. So Lamaisa, we should try not to do this, but this does come up often in the summer of the shayla. But again, you have Rav Moshe to be samech on. Rav Moshe says what he says. Now again, if you're from a guy and you talk to make Shabbos for the right reasons, and according to Rav Moshe, she is bound. But I think 9 out of 10, I forget, 10 out of 10, 10 out of 10, we're not doing it for the right reasons.
It could be because it's you're in a place, like I said, the other problems, but the place only has an early.
Yeah, you're gonna have bigger problems. If you're in a bungalow colony, or if you're in a camp, you're gonna have bigger problems there. That's a whole separate shayla about if you're bound by them automatically. Here we're talking about, let's say you're living here where there's so many different options. But if the husband makes Shabbos, so to Rav Moshe, she is not bound by him. Rav Moshe has an interesting shayla. Can she do malacha for him? Can she start doing things for him? So he says, oh, I forgot to turn off my phone, and I forgot to start. Okay, she's the new Shabbos guy. She can do whatever. Rav Moshe has a shayla, has a whole tshuva about it. Interesting. In this tshuva, he discusses the lomdus. But halacha l'maisa, we should probably try to stay clear of this issue. If we're going to make Shabbos, our wife should make Shabbos at the same time as us as well. The Shmir Shabbos Kolchase also discusses the shayla that we were talking about, how to justify lighting candles in the days when we have electric lights. And he writes the following, number 14. He says, I heard from Moshe Mezamen. The candles, the oil candles that we light today, they're not really done. See, he's a little bit bavarding of Moshe's issue. They're not really done so much to show honor or to give any more light. We don't really use them anymore. He says, Moshe Mezamen, when's the last time people use candles? So he says, Rak, the yard site, Abi Beisavo. When is the only time you'll see candles today? Friday night in a Jewish home, yard sale candle, or if there's a blackout. Again, go to a restaurant, you'll see it still. Go to a restaurant, people still have a candle at dinners. It's still a thing. Okay, Shem Zaman maybe didn't wasn't familiar. Vim kein kishesh kvar oy chazoku bohi. When you have a bright electric light, how would that klal shum simcha yisem zeh? What exactly is the extra joy of lighting these candles? Vim kein eich efshel varach zeh. This is the question that should bother all of us, which is really what bothered Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Soloveitchik and Rabbi Moshe. And for this reason, they said we have to actually have to bring the two together. We actually have to bring electric lights as part of the Neiris. But if you're going to do it the other way around, first turn on the electric lights, you have this million-dollar question. So the Klausenberger Rebbe said, no, it's still okay. It's Tosefesar. So the Rebbe said, what's the Tosefesar? What is it adding? What is it bringing? For ulai beglal shechazal kavu as Hashem in the hidden mitzvah, maybe because Chazal said using oil is a mitzvah. The gam yedu of a nikkush is elachvei Shabbos. Again, it's clear that you're doing this for Shabbos. And raise a choshev kano v'gam simcha. That's already enough. It's my, you know, it's the woman's mitzvah. It's her role. It's her specific special mitzvah. That's enough that she's getting pleasure out of the candles. The gam near the kivin shechol anoshim and asus makpidus moila mitzvah. Women are very makpid on this mitzvah. Lechin efsho shegam nasa keminog choshev lohosif neiros keil l'shem mitzvah levarach hazeh. This gives them the right to add on to it. They're adding on Shabbos candles to make more light. K'moishu b'varach adlok is nechanukah basic nasas. This is a big jump. Just like you're allowed to make the bracha on lighting neiros in the shul on Chanukah, which we know is a minig, and we don't make a bracha on a minig. You could do that here, Zogti. You could do the same thing here also. Although really, you're yotze with the neiros of the lights, but since she wants to go and do more, she can even justify making a bracha. What exactly is that jump is not for now. So therefore, we'll just skip two lines. He writes, V'achanam b'minig choshev zeh, av shemikri adina hu nikva l'hanos oirei, gam kibbul atzma hadlokas neiros, achvei Shabbos b'chol oifin shu. They have the right to add on to any additional candle lighting for Shabbos is also included, and you can even make a brach. Gam miyush b'kach b'yom tev shechol b'erev Shabbos, av matzah Shabbos kodesh, v'chashma kva nidlak aidei hasho'on. Right? In Eretz Yisrael, you never have that case. Right? For us in America, it's every second day Yom Tov. In Eretz Yisrael, you don't have it as often. But in Frektim Shalom is Amen. How do you justify lighting Neiros? Second night Yom Tov. It's a Pella. The second night Yom Tov, the wife goes over to the candles and she lights candles. What's she lighting? It's bright. She have all the candles going. So we mentioned last week, Rav Shechter B'Dafka doesn't for this reason. Says Rav Shalom is Amen. I think you can justify it. He says, according to what we're saying, it's okay. Because why? That extra candle that she's doing, that extra or that extra mitzvah, whatever it means, that justifies even making a bracha. That's the opinion of Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Okay, so we can at least justify why many homes don't turn off the lights. But again, according to what we saw from Gedel Echrein, it's definitely worth perhaps trying to turn off the electric lights. Now, the truth is, what we need to talk about now, we should have spoke about 4 parts ago. We kind of danced around the topic to why exactly do we light Neiros Shabbos in the first place. So everyone's familiar with terms, and we've spoken about it, we touched upon it, but now we should really see it inside. There's a Gemara in Shabbos number 15. The Gemara is going on the Mishnah, where in the second parak of Shabbos, the Tanayim have a discussion, what you can and can't use for shemen, or different wicks, oils, and the like. So the Gemara says, my time, why did Rabbi Shmuel possible a certain type of shemen? Because it gives off a foul odor, so every time you light the candles, you leave the room. So frak the Gemara, so what? So leave the room. Well, what's the problem? So this is a difficult Gemara to understand, that Abaye Mamish had no comprehension of why we're lighting Neiros Shabbos. He just thought it was like a din, hadlaka oisa mitzvah, and walk out of the room. Okay, so the Achrenim talk about it on the Gemara. How do we understand this conversation? So what does he answer? Amalei, no shani yoimer, hadlaka is Neiros Shabbos, chayva. You can't just walk out of the room, because Neiros Shabbos is a chayva. What does that mean, Neiros Shabbos is a chayva? And why is it a chayva? The Gemara continues, the Amar of Nachman by Rav Zav, the Amalei, Amar of Nachman by Rav, Amar Rav, hadlokos neir b'Shabbos chayva. Lighting candles on Shabbos is an obligation. Why? Says Rashi, kavod Shabbos hu. This is a respect and an honor for Shabbos. She'ein suda chashuva el b'mokim or. You don't have an important meal unless there's light. Every good meal, again, not when you go to the restaurants in Manhattan, it's really dark there, but nonetheless, it used to be if you had a respectable meal, it's well lit. You're not going to have, everyone knows, you know, shady dealings go down where there's not a lot of light. That's like, you know, under the table type of things. You know, a reputable meeting, a respectful meeting is going to have plenty of light. So therefore, Zok Rashi, you're honoring Shabbos, but look what he says over here. He talks about the meal. She'in tzuda chashuva el b'mokimor. There's a connection between the meal and the light. That's what Rashi says. Which means when you have light at your table, you're making your suda a more bakovid dika suda. So it's kovid Shabbos. Taisvis says over there, slightly different, says Taisvis, pirish, b'makim suda. He also emphasizes this idea that the Neiros Shabbos are connected to your meal, which is why we light our Neiros by our dining room. Mishum oinig. That's a different terminology. Says Taisus, you know why we light the candles? So they should be oinig, it should be pleasurable. Not to show honor to the meal, but to enjoy the meal. It's not enjoyable to eat things that you can't see. Sitting in the dark is not the way to have your Shabbos meal. Right? You don't have to worry about the share we had a few months ago about dipping your challah into your soup. You don't know what your soup is, you don't know what your challah is, you don't have to worry about anything. It's not an enjoyable meal. What type of meal is when you don't see what you're eating? So therefore, says Taisvis, it's oinig Shabbos. It's pleasure. It's pleasurable to see what you're eating. So it sounds like we have a fundamental machloekis b'shayim. Why do we like Neir Shabbos? Is Neir Shabbos kavod Shabbos? Or is Neir Shabbos oinig Shabbos? The next Taisvis on that sugya, Taisvis brings the shayla, v'yesh ratzim loymar, de'ein levar echad lakas ner. There is no gemara, to my knowledge, that says mefurish that you make a bracha when you light Neir Shabbos. So the b'shayim talked about it. Who says you make a bracha when you light Neir Shabbos? Everything you do for oinig Shabbos, you make a bracha? You take a nap on Shabbos afternoon, you make a bracha? You eat chon, you don't make a bracha. So Taisa says that those who say you don't make a bracha on Neir Shabbos for a different reason. Why? Because the wording of the Gemara was it's a chayva. Where else do we find that the Gemara says something is an obligation? And we don't make a bracha on that. So here also. So Taisa says no. It's an obligation due to Oinig Shabbos. So again, everything we do for Oinig Shabbos, you make a bracha? Not true. Oinig Shabbos includes a lot of things. So why was this specific to get a bracha? That's a kasha, we'll have to see. But Taisus repeats the same idea that the Neir Shabbos are Oinig Shabbos. This is the Gemara that we have presented on the sugya that it's connected to the meal. Is there perhaps another way to learn it? So there's a Gemara in Shabbos. Number 90, the pasuk says, V'tizanach mishaloyim navshi, v'shisi tuva. This pasuk was talking about right after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed and Klai Yisrael was in Golos. He says, V'tizanach mishaloyim navshi, my nefesh is missing peace. Why is my nefesh missing peace? So the Gemara says, Amar Rebbevo, Zu hadlokas neir b'Shabbos. This refers to neiros on Shabbos. What does that have to do with anything? So Rashi, number 20. Shloi hoyilom emad lahadlik. They were so poor, they were so destitute, they couldn't even light neir b'Shabbos. So what does neir b'Shabbos have to do with peace? U'bemokim she'ein loy neir ein sholim. If you don't have candles, you don't have light, you have no peace. Shehoylich v'nichsho v'hoylich b'afil. You trip, you fall, you stumble. It's not enjoyable, it's not peaceful to be in the dark. Now this sounds like, assumingly, nothing to do with the meal. This has to do with the meal's over. Now you ate the meal, and you go up to your second floor, and you can't even find your way around your house. You're bumping into things, and you're tripping over things. This sounds like not necessarily connected to the meal.
Not only that, you're not lying in the right place. You're lying in the dining
room. Oh, right. Correct. So this is backed on the other Gemara that we all know. The Gemara says in Shabbos number 21, Omer Rava, Pshita li it's Pasha, Ner Mitzvah, Ner Chanukah. The person only has enough money for one candle. Which one wins? Says the Gemara, Ner Beisei Adif. Why? Shom Shalom Beisei. What's Shalom Bayi? Zakt Rashi on that Gemara. V'achem Yidol Kamon. That's the Gemara we just mentioned. That the reason why we light candles in our house so we shouldn't bump over things. And it's not enjoyable. People fight. And families get into wars over stepping on each other's toes. Where does that fit in with the Gemara that we just mentioned, that we're doing it either for the meal, covered or anything? Now it seems like a whole totally different svara about Shalom Bayis. This has nothing to do with the meal. This has to do with the fact that you don't want to trip over each other after the meal's over.
Are you allowed to use the Hanukkah lights so that you don't trip over? And that's what's getting another.
Right.
I would say light to the Hanukkah.
So the kasha, they ask is the other way. Why can't you use the Shabbos for the Hanukkah lights?
Either way.
Right, so that's the shayla. When we talked about, we did this a few years ago on a Sunday morning, we talked about this kasha. I think Reb Steinman asked it, he brought it from a Rajba, that why can't you say that even though also the Shtamash L'Ayr, but Tashmash L'Mitzvah is Mutter. So if I use my nearest Hanukkah to be my backup nearest Shabbos, it should be Mutter. So why does the Gemara say nearest Shabbos go first? He has this as a kasha. I don't remember
because
what he had.
Didn't they bring a proof that they actually used they weren't lighting it outside?
That's correct. That was part of his answer. Right. That was the answer. Exactly. Right. Very good. Okay, that was the answer. That since they were lighting it outside,
they didn't.
It wouldn't help. It wouldn't help. Yeah. Right, that's the way it goes. Right. Okay. Yeah. Shema. A little chazar today. There. Terrific. Okay. Gevaldik. Okay. Yeah. I think that's the way it goes. So what do we have so far? So we have two different ideas of why we light Neir Shabbos. We have a Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara Pesachim says the following: there's a discussion in the Rishayim in the Gemara. Do you light Neiris Yom Kippur, Leil Yom Kippur? Now, we all know there's no eating Leil Yom Kippur. There's not really that much interaction in Leil Yom Kippur. Do you light Neiris Leil Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, depends. Minog, yes, cities do, some cities don't. Says the Rishayim in Allah, but Yom Kippur Shacholis B'Shabbos. But if Yom Kippur were to fall out on Friday night, Afim Makim Shomu Shalei L'Hadik Malikim Nei Kovei Shabbos. Kovei Shabbos for what? You're not eating. If you understand that the entire mitzvah of Neir Shabbos is in direct connection to your meal, then this Gemara is very difficult to understand. And here, if you look at the Lashon of the Gemara, it's Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos for what? So it sounds like from the Gemara that some svar of having light is a be'etzem, a kavod for Shabbos. Not because of the meal, like Rashi seemed to be implying, but just be'etzem. Having a lit up room is a kavod for Shabbos. There's a stira in Rambam. Due to time, we're not going to be able to see it all inside. But I have to mention, it's a rare occurrence when I put down a Reb Chaim on a Tuesday night share, which I did this week. It's one of these very famous Reb Chaims everyone is aware of. There's a stira in Rambam. The Rambam writes in Halacha, Perik Hay, the Rambam seems to be setting up that Neir Shabbos are als Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos. You light Shabbos. I'm sorry, the Rambam seems to be setting it up as, where do we go again? The Rambam includes it in Oinik Shabbos. Then the Rambam in Perek Lamed includes it in Kavod Shabbos. So Frek Tep Chaim, which one is? So it's really the Kut B'Shem, the Biskurov. The Biskurov basically says there's two dinim in Neir Shabbos. There's Kavod and Oinik. What's the difference, says Reb Chaim, according to the Biskurov, that Kavod is done before Shabbos and Oinik is done on Shabbos. That's the difference. So Reb Chaim, that's the two types of Neir Shabbos. There's one thing to have light lit. Says Reb Chaim, let's say Lo Yitzur, I can set up a Shabbos clock. And the light would turn on an hour into Shabbos. That would still not be Kavod Shabbos. Kavod Shabbos means it's ready before I start Shabbos. That's the definition of Kavod. Kavod means I prepare for the upcoming. I didn't prepare. I did it afterwards. So Zakhtar B'chaim, Kavod dictates that you do before, Oynig is during. So Zakhtar B'chaim, those are the two things. Kavod and Oynig, one is on Shabbos, one is before Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests a much more simpler answer, perhaps. One is talking about the lights in the dining room, and one is talking about the lights throughout the rest of the house. One is lights where you eat, and one is lights in the rest of the house. That perhaps could be the two types of lights that we have. Okay. Now there's...
sometimes when the Shabbos covers, that they have the challah covers, say the Chavit Shabbos.
That's right.
And maybe it's because you prepare before Shabbos.
It's a Shabbos. That's correct. That's a good point. Now, the rest of what I put on this sheet, again, I'm not going to read it inside because we don't have the time, is rayas to different comments. One of the greatest rayas is when we start off at the beginning of the night. The Ramah said, if I light a candle at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I have to take it, extinguish it, and light it afterwards, l'shem Shabbos. Frekter Acharenim, why? If the whole purpose is just Oynik Shabbos, that I should have light when Shabbos comes, who cares why I lit it? Elamai, this is a raya that it's Kavod Shabbos. And Kavod Shabbos means I did it for the sake of Shabbos. Taina the Shvas Yitzchak, I want to correct myself, I said Shvas Yitzchak was a B'zobushtin. It's not B'zobushtin, it's another Chosh of Yitzchak from Eretz Yisrael. He says another big nafkamina. When do you light Neiris Yomtif? There's two men hugging the Klai, so when do you light Neiris Yomtif? On the first night of Yomtif. So some people say, oh, you got to light it the same time you light Neiris Shabbos. Some people say, why? I'm allowed to light candles on Yomtif. I'll light it when I come home. Zakt the Shvus Yitzchak 1 second. If Neiris Shabbos and Yomtif are covered Yomtif, you should have to do it before. That's the minhag and why many people light Neiris Yomtif bedavka before. Because if the candles are covered, coming off of this Reb Chaim, covered by definition is before the fact. If I do it once Yomtif, it's not covered anymore. So the chayyur of those people that are noy to light Neiris Yomtif bedavka before Yomtif, it's based on this lomdus of Reb Chaim, als covered. Okay, so let's talk. What?
On the second night.
Right. I'm talking about the first night. Correct. Now, the Shaila now is, let's talk just very bekitzer. Again, some of these Mamakurmas are, there's a fascinating Chassam Sofer who quotes Yireim that says, Oynik Shabbos and Adlokas Neiris are halachal Moshim Sinai. Make what you want of that. I'm not sure myself, but that's definitely an interesting statement. But let's just try to talk quickly, very bekitzer, because I do not want to make a part five. I really don't. I want to move on. But let's just talk about the three typical Shailas that come up in most Jewish homes. Shaila number one is Friday night you're eating out and you're coming back Friday night after the Suda. Where do you light? How do you light? That's probably the most common, more common shalas. Now the truth is, the Mishnah Berurah Paskes Mefurish, and this is number 39 if you want to take a look over there. The Mishnah Berurah Paskes Mefurish that Be'etzem, if you're eating at the house, you're Mishtatev, you don't have to pay. You're included in the Baal Bayis, you're included in the family. And the Achrayim speak out, the Maisa, the Velt, is not Samech on it. But Me'ikra, the Mishnah Berurah writes, as long as you're Samech al Shulchan Baal Bayis, Harehu Bechlal B'nei Beiser. That's part of being part of the family. Now, Agav, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky points this out, it should be Pashat. If a lady decides, I want to light candles and I want to make it tonight, great. And then she leaves the house and comes back at 2 o'clock in the morning. No good. That's no good. You lit candles, you were never nana from the Irish. So, Bishlam, so you're telling me what I mean. I sat in the house and I walked up and down the dining room on my phone. But it wasn't Shabbos for you because you weren't made it tonight. So Dr. Shmuel Kamenetz, you got to be so careful. If you're going to make it tonight and leave the house and come back after the candles are gone, you're going to have a big problem. That's Pashut. Next, Shiloh.
Oh, wait a second. Sorry, did you say that if a lady is an invitee by somebody, she doesn't have to light her.
Me'ikar adin, if you're there for Shabbos, you're spending Shabbos there, even spending Friday night there, you don't really have to light your own. The minhag is we do.
Why can't that be? I mean, we had a situation where we had a guest in the house.
Yeah.
And in the middle of the meal, she, whatever, went panicking because she says, I forgot to light it. The truth of the matter is, if she was part.
Yeah.
Or anybody that forgets, she's going to go.
So we discussed that. Some achreinim are saying mechanan, others are not. Some achreinim are. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky is, Rav Moshe seems to hold not.
But you can also tell a girl who forgot or a lady who forgot, go across the street to the neighbor and join them for dessert.
Or stay here.
Well, I'm thinking, I mean, she was in her own house and she used to realize that again. Oh.
Right, so if she'd be eating the whole meal by someone else, or if, according to some achreinim, that would be enough. Yeah, definitely. So what happens if you're eating out Friday night? So Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky. Shmuel Kamenetsky has the most makel approach over here. We're going to go with his opinions. He says, Friday night, if you're eating out and you're coming back to your house, so Me'ikar Adin, he writes very quickly, let's just read number 40. Ish v'ishle sho'echel masuda b'lo Shabbos b'beis achem v'yishonim b'beis sam. Very typical, you're eating on Friday night. Medinoi. You're eating their food, you're a guest, you're enjoying them, that's considered semech al shulchanoi, you don't really have to light your own candles. If you want to light at home, you can. But this is always what people forget. Make sure you get some form of pleasure for the light by making long candles. Do something right after you light candles. Stay there, do something, get some form of hana out of the candles. Next Shiloh. He talks about what happens if you're invited out Friday night to a hall. And Friday night they're going to have a Shev Brachas in the hall. Where do you light? So he writes number 42. He says, Agav, just, you. If let's say you lit candles Friday night and you and your wife go out to eat, but your kids are home, that's fine. As long as someone's nene from the lights, you're okay. It doesn't have to be the wife. That's a Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Says Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky number 42, Avalim Oichel Suda Shabbos Bu'ulam, they're near Shadav HaHadik Bebeisa. He thinks in that case, either light at home, or Yibimokim Shiyoshan. Light where you're sleeping. Which means turn on a light in your bathroom. Turn on a light in a Shabbos lamp. That can also fulfill the obligation. What about hotels? Hotels, they give you a big room and everyone lights. So Shmuel Kamenetsky is trying very, very hard to be matter this. And he comes up with some interesting svaras. If you look in 43B at the bottom, he says, well, first of all, it's probably near the washing station. So your nana from the lights when you go to wash, that's enough connecting to the Suda. Even though one would argue that the washing has nothing to do with the Suda. Suda is the Suda. And then he says, even without that, you see them. During the meal, you see them, that's enough. So he kind of bends over backward to permit it. Again, if you probably...
Sometimes they're in a separate room.
You don't see yours.
The chayr, it's a problem.
In the
it's really not...
It's not nicker or anything.
It's really questionable. It's really not so posh. Again, in the hotels, they don't always give you so much flexibility, but Allah nice if you could somehow pull off to have them on your own table, the chayr would be better. Or in that case, we'd probably better do it in the room, yeah. Then do it in the room, maybe even make a bracha. Or even light the electric and make a bracha on that, perhaps. Perhaps.
I saw a tshuva on this that said, make a point of being the first one there and I'll take your...
But I don't think you have to do that because again we pass and light the Ramah that the Sefer is okay, but you have to walk by the candles. You got to walk by the candles and get something out of it, some pleasure out of the candles.